Hello, six listeners.
We're hoping for a quadruple that today. It's Tall Small coming to you, headed to Pennsylvania.
We're working with Seth Murchison, who at 14 is still developing his brain. Tell us, Seth, what does that feel like every day?
Well, at least I'm farther developed than you. I don't make fart jokes,
right? Oh!
Are you referring to the dad jokes book?
Oh, yes. So, we are having an opportunity to interview Seth as we drive to Hershey Park. We want to talk about a message today. The other day, Rebecca and I were stopping by, and we purchased some hot beverages. And as we went to the car, one of them started to spill all over us. And why is that, Rebecca?
Because we did not take the time to put the lid on it. And the same thing happens when we're talking. We don't put the lid on it. We over-talk, too much spills out, and nobody understands anything.
And many times in our day-to-day life, we think they put the cap on it, it's fine, and we grab the coffee and go, and most of the times it is. But when we become complacent, what happens?
We lose out on all kinds of opportunities. And Seth here has the privilege and honor, and sometimes horror, of growing up with Tall Small as parents. What is it like to grow up with people who are constantly fighting off filler words?
Well, it's interesting. I'm always being corrected. Not fun.
Not fun. It must be difficult, too. Do you have people asking if you can get our signature, a photo with us? How was that, Seth?
Absolutely never. In fact, you mark it through us.
Oh! So you're saying that we utilize child labor. Is that correct, Seth?
Absolutely.
We do, because a family member did tell us to do that for tax purposes, right?
Exactly.
That's a whole other topic on Tall Small, but I want to hear from Seth. How would you define what it is we do? We want to know what it's like from your eyes, because something that we talk about with our clients a lot is everybody has a different lens through which they view the world.
What's the question?
So the question is, Seth, what lens do you view Tall Small? How do you see what we do to make the world a better place?
How would you describe what we do?
I think that you are a communications business.
As you can see, our Seth is a genius and a member of the Mensa Society. Did we point that out?
Wise man.
But one of the things about complacency, and we know Seth never has complacency, is always shaking it up. Always looking at things from a different angle and a different perspective, and never being complacent that this is the way it has to be done.
Because the second you do that, then things fail.
Well, we've had a wonderful day sharing with you, and we hope that we don't get stuck in any traffic.
Otherwise, you might be stuck with us for another podcast.
Have a good day, everyone.
Have a good day.